grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Good morning to you, and good morning to those joining us on the internet as well. Not too much in the way of news. Just wanted to remind you that some of us gather on a Wednesday morning for prayer at 8 o'clock on the internet. Now that's probably, or that may not be your thing, but I do encourage you to pray, particularly on a Wednesday morning, for God's kingdom to come here in Bedhampton and where we live. We had a funny moment this morning. We were just finishing off our prayer, and my dog Dave sort of has a chair in the background of the prayer, and just as we were finishing off, Dave got down from the chair but left his paws up on the chair. It looked just like he was praying, and I just lost the plot, you know. So if Dave the dog can take some time to pray on a Wednesday morning, maybe we all should. I don't know. But all the usual news is in this sheet. If you don't get that, of course we will happily add you to the email. You've just got me this morning. Emily is not with us this week. She'll no doubt join us again next week. Be praying for Emily as she waits for news on her selection or not for training. Praying for them, for Chris and Emily and Marcus. Lucas, not Marcus. I mustn't call him Lucas. But of course we're here today to worship our God. So let's take a moment to be quiet before we begin. Holy Spirit, as we come before you today, may our worship be acceptable in your sight. Amen. And we say our prayer of preparation together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. So we pause for a moment to reflect on our lives as we come before a God who is keen to forgive us. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all, as we confess together, Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. And so, Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We shall remain seated, and I shall stand on your behalf out of respect for our Lord as we say together this worship in the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So I shall pray the collect in a moment, but before I do, a moment of silence for you to say your own prayer of thanks. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as pass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now Anne's going to read a psalm for us.
First reading is Psalm 147. A psalm of praise daily. I will exalt you, my God, King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, the most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of your glory and your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and loving towards all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him. For all who call on him in truth, he fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you very much, Anne. Of course, we're continuing our journey through Matthew, and so I'll be reading from Matthew 14 this morning. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. A familiar story for you. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowd followed him on foot from the town. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed all who were ill. As evening approached, the disciples come to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We've only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he told the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. And then he gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides the women and the children. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Christ. There's just a couple of things I wanted to pull out of that for us today. I was, as I spoke about this at the weekend, which is obviously on the website, you can see that if you want to see the longer version. But there's 2 things, really, key things for me at this. We all know that the story of feeding of the 5,000 was the 5,000 men, because Matthew is a man of his time, and so the women and the children didn't count, as it were. But it's interesting to note that Jesus doesn't just feed the 5,000 men, does he? And it, particularly with what's gone on this week in terms of race, it brought home to me, actually, how much it doesn't matter how the world sees you. If the world looks at you because of your colour or your sex or whatever and ignores you, Jesus doesn't ignore you, does he? Which is one of the things that came to mind as I reflected on that. Doesn't matter if the world doesn't feel you have any worth, Jesus feels you're worth enough to come and die for. And then the other thing that came to mind as I was reading that and preparing for it last week was... We tend to think of this being one of the sort of early miracles of Jesus and him revealing his divinity and, you know, that he is God. But and it's come even home even more this week since I last prepared for this. It's very interesting, isn't it? Jesus does cause a miracle to happen here with the bread, but through the disciples. Jesus works his power through the people around him. I think for us as a parish right now, there's a message there to be had. You know, Jesus will work through us. He will cause miracles to happen, but he will work through us. Just something to reflect on as we move forward. We are worth so much that he would come to die for us, and he will use us for his glory. You can remain seated and I will stand on your behalf out of respect as we come to the creed, our declaration of faith. Let's say this together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the 3rd day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We come to that moment when we lift our prayers as a corporate parish to God. As I pray, don't be limited by my words, but lift up your own prayers as well. God can hear all of us as we pray. Father, we thank you that we can come before you with our concerns and our worries and our praise of you, and you hear us. We lift you our world right now. We lift you particularly the areas of the world where they do not have enough vaccine for the COVID pandemic. Bring in the countries on our hearts to you. We continue to pray, as we always do, Lord, that you would intervene in areas of violence around the world. Praying for those who serve in our armed forces, that you would protect them. We pray for those who would propagate evil and war, asking you would turn their hearts. We lift Afghanistan to you, Lord. Have your way in this world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring before you our country, and as we head to releasing freedoms, we pray for those who are in fear of what might happen. We pray that we will all accept this responsibility that we have been given. We will be guided by you. We lift to you those on the front line, the pressures particularly on our NHS at the moment. I want to lift to you as well, Lord, right now, all those who serve in the receptions and the phones of our GPs, praying for your blessing upon them, that they will receive renewed energy and peace. We lift you those who serve in our police, that they will have wisdom over the weeks ahead. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we lift to you our parish and the areas in which we live. We lift to you our streets that we live upon, that we might be beacons of your love there. We pray for your children here in Bedhampton, that as we seek to put them at the front of what we are doing, that we might be guided by you. We pray for those who are beginning to venture out of their homes, that you will bring them peace. We lift to you our coffee and cake tea club on Fridays, praying for your protection upon those who attend that. We lift to you our uniform groups as they begin to gather more, thanking you for the blessing that they have been here for many years. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we lift to you those on our sheet who have requested healing power from you. Particularly lifting to you Amelia, Margaret, Brian, Nicola, Hannah, Rebecca, and Denise. And we lift to you Rory this morning and his siblings. praying for your healing power upon them. We lift to you others who you bring to mind now. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Lord, born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross, and he put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And so, as our Saviour taught us, we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in the one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. And so, my friends, draw near with faith and receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen.
Thank you. body of Christ broken for all God's people, on behalf of all God's people.
Receive the blood of Christ shed for all God's people on behalf of all God's people. Amen. As we've been sharing communion this morning, we've also been asking God to bless a communion for which I should take to Pat J later today. Do remember Pat in your prayers. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say our prayer of thanks together. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, I do hope you're able to stop for a quick cup of tea or coffee, which we shall bring to you in the parish room. But for now, a prayer of blessing. The peace of God which passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.